is on. Tap in. What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter. Hey. Turn it off.
Is that how it should be? Oh, you can go ahead and cut that off because this happens to be live. Okay.
Afternoon situation with Lisa B starts next.
It sure does, okay? It is y'all the new situation. I am y'all the new bestie, Lisha B. Hold on, I didn't even get to do my year. I'm playing today. It's okay. But you are now tuned into y'all the new situation. Happy winning Wednesday. You already know what my boy Joey Edge be saying. You know we got a Kiki over here. And you know that when it comes to the situation over here, I give you a bunch of shenanigans and pop culture things to get into because, baby, I don't know what these celebrities are doing, including Tiffany Haddish, but they all belong to the streets at this humble opinion. We're gonna have to talk about that. So lock in with me. It is a bestie day. It is until 7 o'clock today. And I'm also doing that double winning week where I'm walking away with Offset and Babytron tickets. So give me about 5 or so minutes and I'll explain how you can do all of that. But it's Magic 104.9. Let's get into this banger of song. It's Magic 104.9. It's Magic 104.9. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Mihan.
How you doing, Mihan? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fabulous. Now, in order for you to walk away with Offset and Babytron tickets, you got to answer a question in 20 seconds for me, okay?
Okay.
Name something that husbands do when they're being nagged by their wives. You got 20 seconds to name as many things as possible. Go.
Go to a strip club.
Okay. Keep going.
They sleep all day.
That is very true. You got one more in you?
I guess cheat.
You know what? But you're not married, right? Because I would be real scared
for your wife. I'm not married.
I'd be very scared for her. But congratulations, friend. You are walking away with Offset and Babytron tickets. All you got to do is let me know what station just hooked you up.
104.9.
Easy peasy, just like that. You got 2 more days this week to walk away with Offset and Babytron tickets. All you got to do is hit me up tomorrow at the same time on Magic 104.9.
Your daily dose of pop culture. The Lituation Report on Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids, #1 for hip-hop and R&B.
Usher recently sat down for a very in-depth conversation about his new album, Coming Home, with some of his very famous friends, including Jermaine Dupri and Lil Jon and so many others. Into the Groove is the show that gives fans an intimate look into the making of the recently released album. People like Jid, Gayle King, and so many others also joined in the conversation as he spoke about the process of making the new album, the meaning behind certain songs, and so much more. If you want to get the details, it's waiting for you in the app. And last but not least, Drake has added yet another accolade to his extensive collection after seeing one of his many songs surpass 3 billion Spotify streams. He announced this on Instagram stories yesterday to celebrate the achievement, sharing a text message from OVO Sound President Mr. Morgan, informing him that One Dance has become his first track to reach that milestone. He even shouted out Wizkid because this achievement makes Wizkid the first African artist to have a song with over 3 billion Spotify streams. So go ahead and stream One Dance for the one time today. Want to get more details about what's going on in pop culture? Hit up that Magic 104.9. Grand Rapids #1 for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. And you know what you have to do with that. See, I be dibbling and dabbling in the world of theater. And while I'm not in this one, I am very excited to talk about one of my favorite Disney movies with my favorite 3 people in the world. I have Alexa, Josh, and Eric from Disney's Descendants at Grand Rapids Civic Theater. Hi, guys.
Hello. So awesome to see you.
So awesome to be reunited. So for people who do not understand the story of Descendants or what it is, can one of you tell us what the story is?
Sure. So it's about the teenage children of our favorite Disney villains and heroes. Focuses on the children of Maleficent, Evil Queen Brunhilde, Jafar, and Cruella as they go from the Isle of the Lost, which is where all the villains have been sent, to Auradon, which is where the traditional heroes are from, to do a high school experience, integrate, and learn a lot about themselves.
Okay, so can you explain what your roles are in this show?
So I am playing Jay, the son of Jafar. He has been conditioned that, like, stealing is his whole MO. He's always been looking out for #1, not afraid to stab anybody in the back. And he goes over to Auradon with his other 3 friends, other villain kids. And then he realizes that, oh, I do have to work with people. I have to be a part of a team to make this work for everybody.
I'm Miss Evie. She's a bit of a flirt. She was raised by Evil Queen Grimhilda, for those who know the story, Snow White. Fairest of them all, mm-hmm. Basically raised to be the epitome of beauty on the outside. And of course she goes over to Auradon with her pals hoping to find a prince, but instead she finds different passions in life like education and friendship.
We love it. And Eric, can you tell us what you do for the show?
Sure. I'm the director. I get to come to rehearsal every night and watch a bunch of talented people do some cool things, and it's been a blast.
I think my favorite part of the process is definitely just like running it every night and like honing in and trying new things and watching people make really bold choices during runs. So fun to watch. Last night we were all like dying because people kept making new choices and doing things that were just absolutely amazing.
Especially, I'm going to add on to that. It's really interesting to work with the age ranges in our cast because Eric was talking earlier, I believe it's 13 to 69. So everyone in the mix, and it's so interesting to see them bond over a Disney movie.
And speaking of that, for people who don't like musicals for some odd reason or feel like this is just for kids, what can you say so that this is like for all generations? Because clearly it is for all generations since the show is encompassing a huge age range.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as the resident Disney adult here, there's a lot of Easter eggs and fun nods to the stories that we know and love. Like a lot of the sort of resurgent, the late 80s, early 90s Disney stories like Aladdin and Hercules and things like that. There's a lot of fun Easter eggs that we've placed in, a lot of costuming decisions and design decisions that have been made very intentionally so that anybody can come in and see a Disney thing that they love and get magic out of that. Been a very cool thing to put together, and I think people are going to get a lot out of that.
Well, I'm excited to see the show and everything like that. But for the people who don't know when the show is happening, where the show is happening, how they can buy their tickets, can you tell us?
Absolutely. It is running March 1st to 17th. You can get tickets at grct.org/descendants. We have shows at 7:30 Wednesday through Saturday with Sunday matinees at 2, a couple Saturday matinees at 2 as well. So get those. The tickets are going very quickly. So get on grct.org/descendants.
If you need something fun to do this March and you want to have your kids be cultured, but also have a cute little kiki with your family, definitely come to Grand Rapids Civic Theater through all of March. It's going to be a great time. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
Grand Rapids number one for hip-hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. Today's Belong to the Streets is all about Miss Tiffany Haddish because he is facing criticism for embarking on an educational trip to Israel. Yes, the same place where there's a current genocide happening. Now, Tiffany, who found out later in life that she was Jewish, went on Instagram Live in her business class seat on an airplane, letting all of her 7.4 million followers know that she is taking a 16-hour flight from LA to Israel to learn and see with her own eyes. What more do you need to see from flying to Israel that you don't already see on social media? We all are very much aware that there's a genocide going on that we all need to figure out how to help with. And I just don't understand why she thinks this is okay, and even joked further to say that she may even meet her future man in Israel. Why is she sipping and dancing like she's going on a vacation, like you're not about to witness a whole murder and genocide happening right now? I just don't get it. And it's just so tone deaf, and I just don't understand why Tiffany Haddish is even still popular in this humble opinion. Want to get more details about why I think Tiffany Haddish belongs to the street? Hit up that Magic 104. Grand Rapids number one for hip hop, Magic 104.9. Lee should be here. On Thursday, February 13th, the Orlando Magic officially retired Shaquille O'Neal's number 32 jersey. A first for the team and the first for the superstar. Many fans stayed for the post-game ceremony where they lifted the jersey into the rafters even after the Magic lost to the Oklahoma City. Now, Shaq and Orlando share a lot of firsts together. He was the team's first number one overall draft pick. He was their first rookie of the year. Shaq was also the first person to make an all-star team in a Magic uniform and the first all-NBA selection. He was also Orlando's first big superstar and got the superstar treatment for that jersey retirement ceremony. And this year marks their 35th anniversary season, and it's the perfect time for another yet historical first. He's actually the third person in NBA history to have his jersey retired by three different teams. His number 34 was retired by the LA Lakers back in 2013, and his jersey was also retired by the Miami Heat back in 2016. So, if you want to see all the details about what is going down with Shaq, it's all waiting for you right now in the Magic 104.9 app.